great to see timescales for it. My one concern is that we seem to be putting quite a bit on a data processing assistant. That sounds like someone who's not going to have the responsibility, but not the seniority to be able to drive the things through that need to be through. And I would have thought it would be appropriate to have a more senior manager's name against that as well, to ensure that it is actually driven through, rather than a very lowly person becoming a scapegoat when it doesn't happen.
Before you answer, when I was still working, we went through GDPR, and we started a year before the MAID's date. And it took a tremendous amount of time, a tremendous amount of involvement, and it was only a very small company. I support what Chris is saying. You almost need a team of people to get the IT right, spending money on the hardware. Stuart is now cringing, to get it all right, because it is a very complicated system. And one person is not enough. You need more and equipment.
Chairman, shall I deal with Councillor Quirk's?
Yeah, go for him first.
I absolutely agree. We're not putting the responsibility entirely on a brand new role. The reporting mechanisms for information governance from this council are that we have an appointed CIRO, Senior Information Risk Owner, which has recently changed as a result of this audit report and is now the head of ICT. We have a Data Protection Officer, which is the Assistant Director of Corporate Services, and we have governance groups that come together and are formed by a number of information governance leads representing each of the service areas across the council. So we have an internal information governance group, and as a subgroup for that, we have an information security group. One of the other requirements within the audit is there's an appropriate reporting mechanism. Our plan is that whilst we need the capacity to physically go out and do these tasks and to assist service managers do these tasks, the action plan will be monitored and reported back through the information governance group, which is chaired by the Data Protection Officer, and the information security group, which is chaired by the CIRO, to ensure that it is completed, and responsibility effectively will lie with those groups to ensure that we achieve compliance within the next 12 months. In respect of the point you made, Chair, that this council started an action plan 18 months prior to GDPR, there was a significant amount of work to do, and as we've already mentioned, we were trying to utilise the existing capacity. We have a dedicated information governance team called the Corporate Information Unit. However, they are 2.6 FTE and have to continue with ensuring we comply with our other statutory responsibilities, such as processing all the statutory information requests that come in. A number of the points that are picked up within this audit have already been actioned. We aren't simply waiting for the person to come in to post, although I can say, having just looked, we have had one applicant already, which is good, and the post advert closes on the 31st. We have already included the procurement of contract management on the internal information governance groups. We have already amended the protective marking policy. We have already changed the CIRO. We are finalising the action plan, which is predominantly based upon the audit, and we have already nearly completed the review of the data exchange agreements.
Chris, did you want another question?
All of that's noted, all of that's good, but I still think that somebody with a more senior job title needs to be added to the accountability on that one, so it's someone who can actually drive it through. Someone who's got sort of the term assistant attached to their name tends to suggest that they won't actually have the authority to do what's needed.
That person is me, and I'm sure that through our corporate management team approach, that there will be an expectation that I'll be reporting back through that mechanism too, in terms of the delivery of the action plan and any particular concerns or issues that we have that need a corporate response for resolution.
just on the title, although it's noted as the assistant within this paper, we've gone out to advert for a data protection advisor dash document manager.
What's in a name? Well, Wendy?
Thank you, Chair. I noted that one of the recommendations in the audit report was that GDPR be added to the Council's strategic risk register. You have that report before you coming up on the agenda. Whilst not currently on the copy that you've got, it has been added to the strategic risk register.
And just to add also that and obviously an important part of the work of Inter Audit is to help us determine what our annual governance statement is as well. And you'll notice from the new statement that's been put on the table for discussion today includes reference to the fact that GDPR is still something that needs that monitoring. So that, you know, in terms of keeping that loop going, it's there as part of your ongoing monitoring here too.
Right. Any more? Because I think this is, you know, GDPR, data protection, is a very sensitive area because you've got people's information, and how you handle it and how you protect it is necessary. You don't want a Facebook or something else going on, and people got to have confidence that we hold their information and hold it well. So what I'm going to suggest is, do you think you by July? I know you said all these, you know, there's already been changes, might come back in July just with an update as to where you are. Because I'm more than aware that if you don't comply, you can get fined up to 4% of your turnover, which is quite a sizable bit of money.
Chairman, I think the reality is we're out to advert now with the closing date on the 31st of May.
Mm.
With all the will in the world, we won't have that person in place before end of June, if not July.
Should we say September then?
I'll be more than happy to come back in September and hopefully give you an update on the progress we've made.
Anything else? Oh, sorry.
Sorry, because GDPR and regulatory compliance are already on the risk register, won't they be coming through on the risk register?
They will come through on the risk register anyway.
Yeah. But they'll be coming up as an update anyway, won't they?
Okay. Happy?
Oh, yes. I just thought you might not want something in addition, because it will be coming through anyway. Sense.
We're only going to get it once.
You get the risk register here,
yes,
on a regular basis.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you're finished, then the recommendation that the internal audit report on GDPR and data protection be noted, and that an update on the actions in relation to the high risk report be provided at the next meeting, which will be September 2019. Do I have a proposer? Chris? Paul's a seconder. Vote. All done.